Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the faith stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Shalom Aleichem and all those beautiful words. We host Brother Dan Gabriel. He's listening to the narrative. Today is we're going to continue our talk about us walking. I want to apologize for those technical He was born in San Jose. Would have been
Beloved brothers and sisters, we have some serious issues going with this switchboard today. And please accept my apologies. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of interfering with our show today. But for those of you who are holding on, I'm going to go ahead and get back started, pick up where I left off at, and if I have any more issues, again, I'm just going to just end the show, and then we'll probably do it sometime this week or sometime next weekend, all right? But leaving off where I left off, I was talking about Methuselah in the Bible that is written of, that said he lived 999 years of age. Whether you believe that or not, in human years, from what we understand, this human body is created to last for 1,000 years. Now you have the rage that's going on in the society today talking about abortion. And one of the main points that they always want to talk about is when did life begin? Do it begin for the baby at conception, or after a few stages of being in the mother's womb? You know, that is stupid. That is a very stupid thing to be arguing about. When does life begin? Life begins inside of the womb at the time of conception. How do we know this? You know, so if the baby is being fashioned, then that means that the baby is alive. The mother is alive, so the baby is alive. You mock us because we believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive. But at the same time, as I said before, we are 2,000 years from the historical Jesus, who you say very much is alive. There's a problem here. If man's body is designed to last for 1,000 years, then explain how the historical Jesus is physically alive and we are a little over 2,000 years from that one. So I'm saying to those of you, don't make mockery of us. And I believe, while you are believing that the historical Jesus is living beyond 1,000 years, in direct contradiction to the Bible's teaching of the universe. So I thought I'd bring that on up today, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's birthday was this week, and we want to acknowledge him and love him and thank him for what he has done for our nation and for our people, for not just 1 year, but well over 40 years of service to bring us up from where we are to where we are now today. So let me bring in my co-host today, Brother Wali Muhammad. You here with me?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm here.
Yes, sir. It's been some serious, crazy issues going on, man. Hopefully we can get through this show. I mean, I'm coming in and out of. Yeah. And then the messenger
was playing
and this thing knows desktop. Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I say it's just the way it is, probably because we're talking about him starting off. And then I kind of address some of these mockers to the nation behind it. You know what I'm saying? And some of our nationalist family want to mock us because of our stance with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And like I said, it's understandable. You don't physically see him. You know what I'm saying? But.
but
we know. So, yeah, brother, so what we're talking about today is definitely we're gonna go ahead and finish up part three. And that's we're gonna be talking about mating. But we definitely gonna be handling up on this subject probably in a fashion that most folks are not used to. Right? Because for the most part, man, when you hear the term mating, the first thing most folks and tell people well, this is what our subject gonna be. The first thing they want to jump to is the physical. But when you talk about mating, there's other levels to mating. You know, I mean, you got mental and you got spiritual. Very rarely do you hear people speak on those aspects. But the physical part, oh man, people's ears will go up like a dog's ear. What is it you talking about? Oh. You know we're not going there. You know, because the deal is, man, people when they hear that they ready to hear some type of vulgar language. We don't do that here. We deep dive into these subjects. And we're going to deep dive into this afternoon. And after you hear what we're going to say on this, you're going to say, oh, okay, yeah. Well, we never saw it like that before. But mating, what is it? Why is it so important to understand its origins and usage to the human, animal, insects, and mammal world of existence? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught in Study Guide number 10, The God Within, that there is only one force, and that's the life force. Brother Wiley, our co-host, have taught also that there is only one pattern in the universe, and that's the pattern from that originator. The original one. You know, everything that we have and everything that have ever came into existence follows that pattern. Well, what about mating? Mating comes from it's an evolving process. It came from that process from when the originator was evolving out of the darkness. And when we look at, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Allah, the originator, started from an atom. Or as Brother Wiley have said before, a dot. And, you know, to a refined being of what we call man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book Message to the Black Man also in America also had an article on is God a spirit or man? And this is the words that Elijah Muhammad wrote. He said that God is a man and we just cannot make him other than man lest we make him an inferior one. For man's intelligence has no equal in other than man. His wisdom is infinite, capable of accomplishing anything that his brain conceives. A spirit is subjected to us and not we to the spirit. That's powerful there, bro. That's very powerful. Your words, your insights, brother.
Well, I mean, that's pretty clear. And what it is, you know, this argument is not a new argument. This has been argued and pondered and pursued scientifically, mathematically, trying to figure out this particular question. Religiously, all kinds of ways it's been. And, you know, we could only conclude that God, if he is one say, he got to be man. He got to be human. We haven't found no one, nothing that has the capacity that we do mentally. It's just we know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that we have received in the way of knowledge pertaining to the deity God is
right.
Came from humans. I know I didn't talk, boy, I'd be real leery if I walked outside where I trained dogs and one of them say, "Hey, Wally." You know, I mean, that would be quite something, you know, because in all of the knowledge that I have, I know dogs do not speak like that. They do not communicate like that. And so, you know, we have men who are, highly inspired. Who teach and educate us regarding such deity
right.
as God. And we also have the right to accept it or reject it. That's left with the human being, what they choose to
right.
do. We're not arguing with nobody over that.
That's right.
You know. So, you know, that's an ongoing discussion, and I don't want to have that discussion with anyone, period, because certain humans are just not ready for discussion of such a subject unless they have the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
education of the human being
right.
mentally, physically, and spiritually. It's no use of discussing
right.
that.
Right.
It's just going to turn into nothing.
Just remember that. you know what? When you were saying that about the dog, like when he walk out and you say, "Hey, Wally," I was just thinking on what I had read this week. There is a duck. They call it some muck duck up there in Australia, I believe. They said that when this duck was in the incubator. They was like, I guess it was still fashioning, because even the sound comes from out of that, you know, evolving process for
yes.
the unique sound to an animal. And
yes.
but this person that was handling those eggs, he would always sit up there and talk amongst, I don't know if he was talking or hollering it out to somebody. But it says that this duck came out repeating what this man was saying. Can you believe that? And then they got the audio on it. Go ahead, bro.
I'm gonna let you have that.
Yeah, yeah. And I was saying to myself, now wait a minute. Now the duck was repeating what this man said, and then so the people played the audio of this duck, but I still have yet to see them actually show the picture of the duck doing it. You know what I'm saying? And then again, ain't no telling. They probably trying to make money off of it now. But the duck was saying,
different.
Bloody fool.
Well,
like that. Bloody fool, man.
I understand.
And so I thought about what you just said. Now, like I say, the whoop man, science rules the world. Science rules the universe.
But I
would like to see something like that happen. If it is true, then you might show us some pictures, man. You know what I'm saying? You might actually show us a physical video.
Well, all I'm saying is I can, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, I believe that. I have no knowledge regarding that in the duck. And the scientists who did this. But I am aware of other creatures being able to make human sounds and words. So on knowing that, then you can say, well, you know, it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah,
you know, because you got birds who can just, you know, they can speak, you know.
Yeah.
And they are taught it by humans.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know all possibilities. I am not the one. I'm a one, not the one.
Yeah.
And so I can't speak on that, not earnestly, and I wouldn't want to do it otherwise.
Yeah, right. I know what you're saying. And when I seen that story, I said, man, hey, this sounds like fun to me a little bit. So I would love to see, you know, a video of it. But they haven't showed the video, but they did play the audio.
and like you said, there have been times
where animals will make human sounds, but as you say, it's taught.
Sure.
So if you take it in its beginning stage and fashion it, and by the way, y'all, this is tying into mating. So when we get to these parts, you're gonna understand exactly what I'm saying, because man, the deal with. Is there something that you constantly repeat over and over again that to where habits are picked up and habits are formed, right? So that's the same way with sound. So I can understand with the bird, and maybe one day a dog will be, hey, Wally, we heard you do good service over there.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it. The act of mating is really spiritual in nature and not so much physical. That would be, you know, most people would think that is a physical thing, and I understand. I mean, that's because you're not taught, you know, we're going to look at the mental and spiritual aspects. Okay, we live in a universe of laws and regulations that was started by its originator and founder. I know that we as awakened black men and women want to believe that we built this universe, and you would be right to think so. However, did you give yourself life? No. It all started off from one. And that one gave us all life. It's like one example I like what brother be saying to us is that, You know, we don't know how long we've been out there in the universe, us as black men and women, because we don't have any birth record. We don't have any history of how long we've been out there. This is why we are referred to as the Ancient of Days. And, you know, from that one Adam, from that one originator, that originator started spinning in the darkness. And as he spinned in the darkness, then, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put it, he was rolling around in the darkness. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he was building up itself. Now, he said these words. I didn't say that. He said itself, just turning in darkness, making his own self. This is how he became the black God. Mr. Muhammad says he is self-created. Dr. Wesley Muhammad, in his book called The Book of God, an encyclopedia of proof that the black man is God, he quoted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad words from Savior's Day, 1969. So if you go back and pull up, and I believe we have that in book form. I'm thinking it's in Our Savior Has Arrived. I say it may be in that particular book. I'll pull the book before I get off the air. But in Our Savior Has Arrived, so go back and read it. But what I'm driving at is that from that one and that pattern, from that one, this what we call mating developed from out of those different patterns or stages of development. All that we have came from that original one. That's something to ponder, brother. Cause like I say, when you made mention to that to me probably about what, 2 years ago, and I went to pondering on that for a while. And I see the proof of it and the value of having that knowledge, and how it have really opened up a whole world of science for me by understanding that from that one, all things evolved from that one, all patterns evolved from that one, all stages of life came from that one. And a few years ago, when I wrote this little book for myself, I had made mention of an aspect of that, because when I was working with special needs people, and I look at all the different formalities of them, all the different personalities, but I'm also looking at their physical elements or what they have and what they don't have. And I took a thought a few years ago that I wonder when the originator was forming self. Was this certain aspects of that formulation? Because remember, man, and this as people say, it go way beyond some of our great pay grade. Where did all that material come from out in the universe, of which that originator came from out of? Your thoughts, brother?
Well, brother, this is quite a subject and quite an undertaking to take on. A subject as profound as this. If we just say, because this involves a beginning.
Right.
And being that it involves a beginning, from where we are today,
Mm-hmm.
And where we originated then.
Right.
Hold on till you see.
Come on.
Not even the messenger knew this.
Come on.
So, it's no way I'm going to say, I know it, and he's my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know. He said, we don't know how long we existed in the dark.
Right.
Before we brought ourselves out of it.
Right.
There was no one to calculate that.
That's
there
right.
was no one to document that. There was not even time. So if there wasn't time, you can't assess a number to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If,
right.
I mean, you know, if it's something that occurred in the dark, there was no one to view it.
That's right.
When we come to the God himself,
mm-hmm.
I tell you what I believe based on what I have learned from my teacher.
Right.
I don't think even the originator was conscious in the great happening of that occurrence.
Oh, I believe that, and I understand that fully. I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead, dear brother. Let's rise the spirit. Come on.
And
mm-hmm.
We have to look at words that we created like darkness, right?
Right, right.
We are the ones who created these terms.
That's right.
Trying to describe these conditions.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yes, sir.
So when we say darkness, we think, as a majority of us as humans, we are thinking and say that have not expanded to a certain expansion, degree of expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We think.
Brother Wally.
Dark. Yes, can you hear me?
Brother Wally.
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Look like
I'm here.
Our brother is off.
I'm here.
And that's why I was saying, everybody, we having some tripped out difficulties today. And you see, maybe the subject that we have right now is just too hot. And somebody ain't liking this. So hopefully we'll get our brother back on the air. And, he's absolutely right. Okay, Brother Wiley, you back?
I'm back. I'm here, I guess.
yeah, man. Hey, as soon as you start hitting on that last point, man, it just went completely blank. Yeah, like
well,
I said, I
know.
Think somebody ain't liking this subject.
Well, it's very much in tune with what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
See,
that's right.
Darkness also is and can be a state of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what can you see? You can't see it. You cannot see darkness Listen to me good.
That's right.
You cannot see darkness. The only reason we believe that we can see it, it's just a perception.
Right.
It's a perception that is, I'm going to use these words. It's a perception that is created through our own mind's ability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too way
but
out.
That's true.
We really own something. You let me see it this way. You cannot see no form, none, unless there be both light and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And between the two is where you can see form. You can see no form of no kind in a universe of absolute darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You can see no form whatsoever in a universe of absolute light.
Right.
There have to be a contrast between the two that allows you to see, period.
Right.
That allows you to see, period. There must be a contrast. If you don't have the contrast, and I'm going to say this, it's impossible for you to see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you would have no consciousness of that. Because your consciousness is your light.
Mm-hmm.
It's your light.
It's your light. Yes, sir.
By which you are distinguished from all that is around you.
Right.
And that's where we get the dot from. You follow
me? That's a powerful point. Yes, sir. Very powerful.
That's where we get the dot. That's not argue about the dot.
Mm-hmm.
The dot is the first light amidst the dark,
mm-hmm,
that distinguish itself.
Right.
And in so doing, it allows you to what?
Oh, to see. Yes, sir.
See meaning what? Perceive.
Right.
You can't have a perception otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you perceive is light-based amidst darkness.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. Thinkable thought, idea, whatever you want to refer to it as. The only reason you have any sight or consciousness of its being is because it is light distinguished from what's all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at that. I don't know how we get here, but we get here, I know, moving toward mating. And
that's
I want
right.
to do that. I want to leave
and that's
this
exactly
point
where
here
we're
now.
Getting.
I want to leave this point alone. And you have to understand, I say this here, Master Farhad Muhammad, the one we recognize today as the Allah in the flesh, taught our teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and gave him to us as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That all who would receive him receive God.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tremendous thing. When we talk about mating, we are speaking, even if you go to the level of flesh,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about what is known as female, right?
Right.
And what is known as male. And I'm speaking now in the term of humans, because
yeah.
we know of other life that is not separate and can produce life.
Right.
But speak particularly of humans. We do what? We come together,
mm-hmm.
and when we come together, this act is called mating.
Right.
And what comes from us goes into the female.
Right.
And there it all occurs, not in the light, it occurs in the dark. All of these
uh-huh.
are signs. All of these are signs for us. It is great knowledge, very deep knowledge. If you
mm-hmm.
have the understanding of what you are viewing, and what you are viewing is great, is the great is. It is
mm-hmm.
the pattern. And
right.
we are able to know that today because the one is here today, and he is, let's say, he is stimulating us. He is generating and stimulating us, whereby we are growing back into the knowledge of self, and we are able to understand things that we had lost prior to his coming. You see what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir. That's it. Yes,
you
sir.
Can only you can only produce. I'm jumping now to another point. You can only produce what you are.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Don't look to produce nothing other than what you are.
Right.
So when you, I know today, boy, there's scientists are really at work of trying
yep.
to make things, and I say make
right.
things because they can't create nothing.
Right.
But they can make things from what is already created.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yep.
So,
yeah,
so I would say that we produce what we are. And that is a very powerful thing, because if we are not satisfied with what we have produced,
mm-hmm.
don't look for the fault somewhere else. You need not look no further than self,
mm-hmm.
because it is self that is orchestrating this. And it's designed with the human life being constructed within the female. That's a powerful thing right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the female? Why in the female has this, you know, have this got to take place? You going into things like, what is the female? What is the
right.
male? That's an argument going on now today too, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
See, all of these things are tied together. And remember what I said. You produce what you are. And programming. How do programming play into this? Who's primarily the programmer? Well,
mm-hmm.
the female plays a great part in this, right?
Yes, she does.
But so does the environment. And you have two environments. You have one that is internal and one that is external. And scientists
mm-hmm.
know today, the scientists know today how to program the life growing in the internal world from the outside in the grand environment. So if we are not controlling that, we are in great danger, which now all of us can really see. May not understand, but we sure can see it.
Mm-hmm.
The detriment of not controlling and understanding the external environment to the degree that we are influencing internal life from the external environment.
Uh-huh.
And we used to believe that, what, the baby takes its first breath when it comes out and they suck out its nose and maybe slap the baby on the behind, and the baby
yeah.
inhales, right?
To get a response.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know who is responsible for his first breath?
Come on.
Mama.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because I had to explain this to a sister on radio just this week, Brother Wiley. That's why I'm smiling listening to you because what you were saying, I said to this lady a few days ago because she just could not understand how is it that we got to talking about the soul, right? The soul.
Uh-huh.
And then I said to her, well the mother breeds for the baby, and she gets everything from mother. The environment that mom's in, it goes into the child. The skin forms from the mother. When she said, my belief, this way she said, like she's Christian, she said, well, my beliefs tell me that God does this. I said, God, you exist, don't you? I had to put it to her like this. Well, mama, you're breathing right now. God is responsible for that. And but the baby has to breathe through you.
Well, they don't. That's why I said you don't argue those things. Not that you were, because unless you are speaking with another being who has that degree of knowledge that will allow them to communicate with you on that level, It's no use to talking with one that don't unless you are willing to come down from your level and speak to them on their level and give them what they need in order to move to a higher level.
Exactly. And by having the background of a teacher, so I took that which she didn't understand, and by the end of we finished the conversation, because we had it out we had this conversation to the public, in the public. So after I explained that the baby knows not of God, the baby knows of mother, who is God's representative. When I started talking to her from that aspect, then, you know, she kind of hesitant. Then all of a sudden she just had to stop and say, you know what, I agree with you, because I am one who carried babies in my womb. You know, sister, I mean, you know, and it's like you say, man, sometimes we're not cognitively aware of these things. So, but I always thought that it was arrogant when I heard what Dr. John Henry Clark said. And then I had to think on it. He said these words. He said to my equals, I debate. To all others, I teach.
I understand.
Yeah, I understood it after a while. At first I said, man, brother kind of sounded a little arrogant there. But I understood it now, you know.
Yeah.
In my latter years.
Go ahead. You know, that's something to think about, huh? About the woman. I mean, you know, the baby is not breathing through its nostrils while it's on the inside of the mother.
Right.
Hey, just think about this. See, this is why studying and getting an education is so important.
Right.
It's so important. In order to know these things will enable you to know other things, and they kind of, you began to see the unity of life.
Right.
You began to see the unity of life. It's like, what you think, if the baby, let me ask you something. A simpler thing is this. The baby is eating while it's inside the mother, right?
Right.
It's developing, right? So
that's
it needs
right.
nutrients, right? And it also
right.
needs oxygen, right? So all of this is occurring on the inside, right?
That's right.
Well, tell me this. Systems are being developed, are they not?
Yeah,
systems
that's right.
in the life form that is coming is being developed.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a... Naturally, it has a circulatory system, right?
Right.
Because what? It has to get nutrients in every part of its being
mm-hmm.
in order that this energy continues to move and shape and create and fashion itself, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, tell me what happens to the waste.
mm-hmm.
See, these
exactly.
are discussions that people don't want to talk about. What happened to the waste?
Oh, man.
Where
is
it going?
One thing is stored. It's stored. I can say that much because when that uterus come out, it looks like a sack, don't it?
Well, all of this is in the sack.
Exactly.
All of the waste is in the sack.
That's right.
But being that these systems are being developed within the life, these things don't harm the life that is developed.
Yes.
So that's understanding a little bit more about the life that is being developed. And so also, what? These systems began to function within the life inside. And so systems, the baby is developing a nervous system. Right?
That's right.
A central, a peripheral. It's developing these things because it needs them in order to exist in the outside world. So it's developing what it needs in order to exist on the outside world. And they're telling you now why it is so important that babies come through the woman naturally as opposed to cesarean. Because through that area, it is vital what the baby gets that enhances its immunities, and prepares it for another environment.
Right.
Nursing on the mother. Huh? It gets what it needs. It adds to the immunity. Why? To prepare itself for the environment that it's coming into.
Right.
So what the mother able to endure and tolerate in this environment and fight off in order that she lives, she is what? She is passing it to her offspring. That the offspring began to have these abilities as well. Brother, it is what I'm saying really needs to be studied, and it wouldn't be so far-fetched when we say the black man is God.
That's right.
And where he come from wouldn't be so far-fetched either. But I tell you where to carry you, it'll carry you all the way back to Adam's. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you will learn things about atoms. And one thing you will learn about atoms is what they do, what binds them, and what happens when they bind.
Right.
You see, just carry you all the way back there. What binds them? You know, atoms have needs. Oh, my God. Yeah, they have needs. And these needs become, because one may not understand, these needs become the driving factor that causes them to bind into what they call what? Bonds.
Right.
Look at that word, bond. Where is that word in our lesson?
Have you not learned that your word
shall be bond regardless of whom or what?
Yes, sir.
My word is bond. And bond is what?
Life.
And you will give your what?
Life.
Before your word shall what?
Fail.
So they think because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a little man here born in Georgia and didn't have much education, third grade, look here. Well, then, where in the world did he get this from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he get it from?
That's right. And who taught
him? He's telling you right there what life is.
Right.
He's telling you right there what life is. That's why the God don't need nothing but his word to create it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Man. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
he don't
sir.
Need nothing but his word to create it, stimulate it, nurse it. What is it? Man cannot live by what? Bread alone.
Bread alone.
Ain't that what the Christian Bible said?
Yep, that's what he said.
But by what? Every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of God.
That's right.
Huh? And everybody's still running around looking for it. Yeah? This is all about mating.
Yes, it is.
This is all about mating. That was a mating occurred between God and the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all through the book, the messenger is depicted as a woman.
Come on. That's right.
I hear a lot of times people say, our father, and you call the messenger's name. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
God the Father.
Right.
Why God the Father? Because he gave. He penetrated
right.
and gave
right.
the messenger something.
That's right.
Woo! Woo!
That's right.
Boy, you got to see this thing. It's pretty profound.
Yes, it
is.
It
ain't nothing we made up.
No, no, not
that
at
you
all.
Can find easily. This is talk. Them Muslims, is a that's a made-up religion. No. Them Muslims who follow Elijah Muhammad, that's what they say. That's a made-up
yeah.
religion. And they keep trying to compare it with the Eastern Orthodox. You can't compare this.
You can't compare this. No way.
There's nothing to compare with this.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say something very profound in a few concerning all that. Especially because we look over there to the east for a lot of things, man. That's going to change. That done change.
That is already changed.
Yeah, that's what I said. That done change. We gonna
it's
get to
already
it.
Changed.
That's right.
What is meant by what? The rising of the sun.
Of the sun.
It's no
yep.
longer in the east.
That's right.
And you got to understand what this means. You won't if you don't study.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But the sun now, everything is changed. It rises in the west.
That's right.
Which means the first light
that's
that
right.
shines
on.
Upon the planet. The first
Woo.
Light, it rises in the west.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
He ain't Brother Wabi's teaching.
That's
no.
Right.
You better go back and you better study the teachings
we
of the
got
most
the receptors to, get, to take
Muhammad.
It in. Yeah, we
yes.
just got the receptors to pull it in.
We got
you know
the receptors
saying?
To take it in. That's right.
Right.
That's right, brother. You're absolutely right. And that's what we're doing. Because
exactly
it
right.
gives us life.
Yep.
So study this birth thing, and it's important to know that you produce what you are.
That's right.
Like the brother say, how you going to be less than yourself
yep.
and expect to produce the greatest of yourself?
Exactly. Ain't gonna happen that way.
Oh, but
we gonna
you
touch
don't
on
realize
that too this
they
hour.
Don't
yeah, we gonna touch on that this hour as well because, and by the way, y'all, it's the top of the hour is 3:08. We're gonna continue on this subject because I don't know what happened in the beginning to mess up my transmission today, but I don't like it. But you gotta continue on, because man, that point, brother, when you talk about like the dot, you can see the dot in black darkness. I something like that had took place here recently. I don't know why these military cops was coming over, because you know they had to fly real low, and because we was at work and we heard the building kind of shaking and whatnot, and there was two military copters, and it was one trailing, but this little whatever that was in the center. Brother, when I tell you the bottom was solid black, it's very black, and you can see it from the background of the sky, you know, because it was nighttime, and that's why I know what you're saying is definitely true. Just looking at that visual, and then the day, brother Ishmael Muhammad, there at Mount Meriam made mention about when you look at your eye. In the center, you got that black dot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you look to. You know what I'm saying? It all bears witness to what? That original pattern and the evolution and the involvement of how that one original one came about. It's all there. The whole main process, all of it, it's all there.
But you
the warfare thing
learn.
You talked about.
Have to learn to read yourself.
That's right.
I have been saying ever since we've been on this show together, brother, study the self. Study the self. Everything you can hope to know and want to know about God, about it all.
Right.
Study the self and you will find out.
That's right.
The messenger taught us about our eyes and how they bear witness to who we are. Well, I'm trying to say he taught us a whole lot of stuff.
That's
And I don't know everything the messenger taught. There were many other brothers who were here before me.
That's right.
Who heard him teach many things. Man. But having
access, we
have access. And that's really important. Are you receptive to the messenger? If you are receptive to the messenger, then you are receptive to God.
That's right.
So we have access. If you are open to the messenger, you are open to the God.
And believe it or not, to those who are listening.
Go ahead.
You know, to those who are listening, I want you all to understand, we're talking about mating, but we're speaking about mating on spiritual and mental levels. You know something. Y'all don't hear us running around here talking about come go get your girlfriend and what's going on, you know, go and get a woman. We're not talking on those levels. That is the final stage of what it is. You need to really look deep into yourself. I mean, just that example of the dot and being able to be seen, visualized in a black background. You know what I'm saying? And that's so true, brother, because I can prove that. Because if you take a black ink pen and you have a black background and you constantly keep making a circle, a continual circle on that black background, you can see that ink circle within that black background. And the ink is black, and the pages have the black color. And you can still see it. So I bear witness to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mating. I want to emphasize the point of you produce what you are.
Yes, sir.
And I want to emphasize this because of today. If you are a slave, still, that means you have the mind of a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the mind of a slave, then what you produce,
right,
what you produce, you program it to be a slave.
That's right.
While it's in the womb.
That's right.
You are programming it to be a slave. Willie Lynch knew this. This is why Willie Lynch told the slaveholders, don't worry about him, meaning the black man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you get her, and I don't want to use the names that he used.
That's right.
If you get her and control her, she will deliver him to you.
Yep.
Now, as a result of this, you got brothers who say they are alive, and we know they're not, that are blaming sisters for the dilemma that they are in today.
Mm-hmm.
No, brother, that's not the way it goes.
That's right.
No. If you would guard your woman with your life as you should, because
mm-hmm.
you realize the value of her to you. That's why we in this dilemma, because we didn't.
Right. Right.
She had no protector. So the environment around her, she was always frightened. She was always afraid, just like she is now.
Mm-hmm.
So what she was simply doing was trying to survive and trying to keep what we put in her alive.
Right.
And in the process, the programming was detrimental because it was fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
And if you study science, where you understand the effects of fear on the life form, then you would understand easily what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, instead of having what? A nation of our original self,
right,
you got a nation of slaves.
That's right.
And you don't want to claim what you are responsible for. You don't want to claim it. And because I tell you the truth, as my brother said, you want to take my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't live with the shame that is up on your head. Wear your crown. Wear your crown. You are most deserving of it. That's why, yeah, up on this crown is what? Slavery, suffering, and death.
Right.
It don't have to be black man.
You sure don't.
Change your mind and you change your way of thinking. The only one can change your mind today is the one who came to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get to him unless you come through the one door that he placed for us to come through. Because
mm-hmm.
in order to come through that chamber, you got to be cleaned up. And you don't want to clean up. You've been living in the pig pen for so long, you enjoy filth, evil and indecently, like your master. And your master is the beast himself.
Right, right.
No.
That's right.
The beast can't save himself today. How will you have any refuge in him? As
mm-hmm.
he falls, you see yourself falling. That's why you are praying to the mystery God not for him to fall.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We hear you. We
yeah,
hear you.
We definitely hear you.
You want to help him stand. Huh?
Right.
Because you're
right.
a slave and you think like a slave. Just like you were, what they say, during the Civil War. The master,
yep.
I help you. Yeah, you help me, I'm going to give you 40 acres and a mule. No, he going to give you the same lie that he always
yep.
have given you. Because that's what he is, a liar.
That's right.
And as our brother said to him, when you speak it the lie, you speak it of your own, for you are a liar and the father of it.
Mm-hmm.
How can you look to the white man to tell you the truth? How can you look for him to validate the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? He wants you as far away from the messenger as east is from the west.
That's right.
Because he want to kill you. He know he's dying and can't do nothing about it. So he want to kill you. He want to take you with him. And you just line it up in droves so that you can go. With your mouth.
Is it my turn?
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink
yep.
the Kool-Aid.
Exactly right.
And we talking about mating, brother. We talking
yep.
about mating.
That's right. I'm pull out because I wrote some notes to myself
go ahead,
for the
brother.
Show. And I'm going to read this right quick. Matter of fact, I'm going to repeat what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about the God that's in the darkness. He said, from Savior's Day, 1969, how came the black God, Mr. Muhammad? This is the way he was born, in total darkness. There was no light nowhere. And out of the orbit of the universe of darkness, there sparked an atom of life. Long before there was a where and a when, he, the black God, was God. A little small atom of life rolling around in darkness, building up itself, just turning in darkness, making his own self. How came the black God, Mr. Muhammad? He is self-created. And so I ask the question, are you self-created, brothers and sisters, or does it take two to create you? Have you ever looked at the process of mating from a mental and spiritual level? There are other forms of mating that have nothing to do with physical alone. There is a process of mating, the mating of ideals, or the joining of spirits, which stems from the mating with the universe. It all stems from the joining of the originator with the darkness in the beginning. Mating is not just the physical. Mating is the spirit, the mental and spirit emergence of energy. how do you think that we are joined together in ideals and beliefs with other people in the world? Is it a process of just liking a person or liking someone or coupling with your wife or girlfriend? Or is it a mental and spiritual emergence of ideals and thoughts? We have to grow to be spiritual and mental scientists today. We must advance in thought and application of the mating process in order to advance and transform from human life. Yeah, dear brother, go ahead.
You know, it kind of reminds me of something. I had this conversation standing in the kitchen with my son.
Yes, sir.
And it was about taking of a wife. And he says, Dad, he said, well, you just don't understand it. I said, what, son? He said, man, it's hard out there when it comes to females. I said, son, I said, what do you think? You think the mold was broke? You think the mold was broke when I found your mother? Weird looking is out there. I said, let me tell you something. I said, that has everything to do with you.
That's right.
He kind of looked puzzled when I said it has everything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all you have to do is be yourself.
Right.
If you be yourself, then what you seek will come to you. And he just laughed.
Yeah.
And at his wedding.
Yeah.
When he got married, I looked at him. And I said, so you found out the mold wasn't broke with your mother. And he just fell out laughing. He just fell out laughing. Let me tell you something like that. All you got to do is be yourself. You run around here talking about you looking for a wife, you looking for a woman. Who's looking for the wife? Who's looking for the woman? A Negro?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to find. If you're a Negro looking for a wife, that's exactly what you're going to
what
find.
What you're going to look for. Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's what you're going to look for.
Yeah.
Because your whole picture of the black woman is the picture of a Negro, which is the mind of a slave.
Yep.
Oh, I know this is making people uncomfortable, but it's the truth.
You are what you think.
Don't care nothing about your comfort.
That's right.
This is what you say. You want the truth. Jesus said the truth with what? Set you free.
Set you free.
Well, you can be free. Just think of the brother walking around here with a pair of keys just turning your locks right now and setting you free.
Right, right.
Change your mind. Change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Accept your own and be yourself. Huh? Accept
That's
your
right.
own and be yourself.
Be yourself.
Spread smiles up on the faces of your ancestors.
Right.
Who gave
right.
a life that you could be today. Honor them. And then go look
mm-hmm.
for a wife.
And, brother and sister, for those of you who want to call in today, the area code is 914-205-5519. That's 914-205-5519. 205-5519. I meant to say that, but we've been having some issues with this board right now. And but try to call that number And press 1 if you want to call in or just listen to the show. You should be able to still hear it through your telephone. All right. Brother, that, you know, we get that, those words need to be drilled into our people, especially on dealing with mating. We got to have a new paradigm shift on how we look at those things. I mean, cause just listen to these words again. Mating is the mental and spirit. It is the mental and spirit emergence of energy. What are we? Are we just flesh, blood, you know what I'm saying? Like most folks say. You're more than that. Isn't it something that how the body can go, uh-oh. Let's see, I'm finding something crazy on the floor here. But anyway, it's weird how the body goes and the body absorbs back into the earth. No, in the earth we'll receive it. But what about spirit and energy? You know? Spirit and energy you can't even touch. You can't even touch it, but at least you know it's there. And boy, if you ever work around electricity, you definitely gonna know it's there. Right, brother?
Yes, but you can know it's there.
Brother Wally, you still
on? Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Looks like you're out again.
Can you hear me?
Dear brother.
So can you hear me?
Your phone went out again. So.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right. All I'm saying is this. You know, when you study, and you began to break down biologically, physiologically,
again,
the human being.
It's this system over here, man, today. I don't know what's going on with the...
Am I back?
With our telephones today. And you went
I don't know
right
either,
back
brother.
Out again. And, but brother and sister, just as brother said, when you study, you know, you can, whenever we get into conversations like this, it will resonate with you. I mean, and as the old saying say, it's just like when you fall in love. Well, it's just something that you just can't hold back yourself from. You know, you're receiving this information, and even though some of you may be hearing this type of expression of this information for the first time, but yet it's resonating with you. And it's because, like Brother Wiley says, it's because you have receptors for it. And, brother, you back
you,
on?
I'm here.
There you go.
Can you? You can hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir. Yeah, you was out again.
What I'm saying is this. When you study your being, you're going to find out that what you are, and when you look in the mirror, what you see is union.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing union. And physically, you're seeing union.
That's right.
And you need to understand what you're looking at. When you're broken down, you're looking at what? Cells. Approximately how many cells do it take in order to make you?
Right.
Something like, estimatingly, something like between 50 and 75 trillion cells.
Right.
That make you you. Well, living and dying as we say, is constantly occurring within this framework of this unit, within the framework of this unit.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of it, reproduction is too. Reproduction is occurring in order that this unit remain what?
As it is. Again, brother. Yeah, I don't know, man. It definitely seems kind of suspicious that this is a clear day out here. And
can you hear me?
Telephones and is going out like it is. And it's pretty suspicious.
Well, you there?
Our brother's phone went back out again, so we're going to continue on this. This has been a strange show today, brothers and sisters. Brother Wiley, you back now?
I'm here. 50 to 75 trillion cells make up you. Death is going on constantly because they die and they are reproduced. Mm-hmm.
You have
systems at work, and they reproduce these systems. So you're being made what? You're being made new all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got systems, and these systems work in order to keep you repaired.
Right.
You have reproductive system, right?
Right.
And that reproductive system keeps what? Replenishing you with what dies out.
Mm-hmm.
By making what? New cells.
Right.
You need to study this. In regards to what's going on with you and your mate.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something else. The old way of viewing things caused you to see duality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Duality It's been viewed for a long time. Duality.
That's right.
And that's where a problem comes in.
That's exactly where the problem
comes in. You're always seeing something different, and you don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But when you study the self, and then you look at your mate, you really look at your mate. You look deep into your mate. Then you can see something really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Really wonderful. Then you'll say, this is my mate. What are you saying when you say, this is my mate?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? You know, not you, brother, I'm saying. I want them to think about it and study. What are you saying when you said, this is my mate?
Exactly.
And you
what? Find it.
you understand what I'm saying. You got to study these things. One of the biggest problems, you always, what? You can't always be looking for somebody to tell you everything. All it do is make you lazy. And then you begin to look for people to tell you everything, from that to give you everything. And pretty much you are not doing anything for self. You're just waiting on others to do for you what you should and could be doing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, study this. You're not alone. stand up in the mirror and look at yourself.
Right.
All them cells are alive. Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
They taking care of they taking care of the inside world in that environment.
Yep.
You're supposed to be looking out for them on the outside.
Right, the external.
And what you're seeing on the outside, you're relaying to them on the inside, and then they know exactly what chemistry to make in order to move
mm-hmm.
you to do
right.
what is necessary for you to live up on this planet.
Yes, sir.
You need to study science. You need to become more scientific. The messenger has always taught us God's a scientist.
Right.
He's always told us this. God's a scientist.
And we told him on this program several times that you are a scientist by nature. That's what you are. You're born to be that. You just have
but no,
the
they wait, no. It, take a
go
simple
ahead.
Little thing. Take a simple little thing like what's going on today. I think the world as a whole, probably as a result of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
has looked at science more closely than ever before. Because you see, there's something that making you realize your life at stake.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking to the science. That's what people are saying. We're looking to the science. We're following
yep.
the science. You see? How are you
right.
following it? Blindly? Or are you following it blindly? Or are
uh-huh.
you pursuing and researching?
Or just still waiting for somebody to tell them. You got like
or waiting
doing
on somebody
vaccine.
To tell
you. Oh, you got to get this and take it. Don't tell them nothing
I'm
about
telling you,
what,
man.
After
I'm
they
telling.
Take it. They don't give them no list or no paper telling you how to prevent anything. They just tell you just take the vaccine and that's it. And some folks,
they
buying into the
thing.
Big lie that everybody out there that have not taken the virus, they the ones spreading the virus.
Well, I'm saying this.
You know,
I'm not telling
you
nothing. You
guys won't sit up and just wait for people to give things to them, man. It's just like instant grits and all this mess here. Come on, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm not
telling you nothing. I'm not telling
this.
Nobody
you know?
Out there nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you nothing one way or the other. Why? You said you wanted freedom.
Yeah.
You said you wanted freedom. So the right to choose
mm-hmm.
is yours today.
Right.
Choose for yourself what you will.
That's right.
You
yep.
have the freedom to do so. Choose for yourself
yep.
what you will. I'm not telling
it's,
you one way or the other.
It's your
because
life.
That's what you ask for, freedom.
Yep. That's right.
You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Now, it's like, let me tell you something, and I'm going to say this here quickly.
Yes,
it reminds
sir.
Me of a person going to the voting booth, right?
Yeah.
When you go into the voting booths, right, don't,
yep.
is not there curtains on the voting booths?
Oh, yeah.
Ask yourself, what is the curtains for?
Yeah.
The curtains is designed for your privacy.
That's right.
That when you choose one candidate or the other, no one knows but you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk out of the voting booth, everybody want to know who you vote for. Well, you vote.
Yeah, who did you vote for?
Why you hiding? Why you want
right?
that? They make you feel guilty. They make you feel all kinds of ways until you fess up who you vote for.
There you go.
That ain't their business.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to vote,
that's right.
Use your curtains, and it's your privilege of privacy where you don't have to tell nobody what you done. So when it comes to this other thing, if I use the word, they might shut you off right now, brother. But I'm going
to
use when it comes to the vaccine, that is your choice.
Your choice, exactly.
And you should make it yourself.
Yep.
Period.
Educate yourself.
Educate yourself, and you would be able to.
Yeah, then you'll make the right decision on whatever decision you choose to make. But definitely
you're
be
right.
informed. That's all I can tell you. Be informed. Brother, you say we're down to, it's down to 15 minutes of the broadcast. So I want to kind of close it out by talking about Master Farad Muhammad. You know, I remember listening to a lecture by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, where he was speaking on the science of mating, and he touched on a little bit about animal husbandry, and how thoroughbreds can be bred into superior horses, and dogs can be bred with different pedigrees, you know, to be pedigreed, and you know, once you think on this, I mean. What the minister was saying, especially if you all go to YouTube, you can find his lecture, How to Give Birth to a God. He was teaching that there is a process that you can go through to where you can bring in and intellectually develop human beings to think superior. Intellectually. I mean, do we have an example of that? Yes, we do. Master Farad Muhammad is an example of this truth. See, we have a pattern that we follow also in the Nation of Islam. and as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has stated, you know, he message always say, as it was taught to me by Master Farad Muhammad, or the Savior, he tells us that. He said all throughout his books. He said in his lectures. So, but in our closing minutes, I want to ask the question, have you ever studied the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad concerning Master Farad Muhammad's pre-circumstances and birthing process into the world? You know, because it started with his father named Alfonso, right, brother?
Yes.
And his mother was called Baby G. But let me tell you something about that name, Baby G. You know, inside of just those two, Baby G is actually the I'll call it the hidden saying of her actual name. But we'll talk about that some other time. I ain't going to get into that. Because the minister had actually came out and said the name. But, you know, the father, he was a superior intellectual black man who sat at the time as one of those 24 elders that if you read Bible, you see 24 elders in your Bible. We know them as the 24 scientists of Islam. And remember, they conferred there at that particular time that is called in the root of civilization. As we know it in Islam, we call it Mecca. But guess what? That has changed with the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. I want you all to understand that Master Farad Muhammad, what he has done, you know, the Allah before him did not do this. And I'm just gonna go and say it out, brother, for the world. You know, what he has done, he has shifted the spiritual center of authority and the throne of Allah from the east, as we may mention that earlier, and he's establishing that all here in the west. No longer will the world be looking to the east for spiritual guidance and scholarship. All of that will be coming to the west, and as a matter of fact, it is already present in the west. More is to come. In other words, there is a big paradigm shift that's taking place on a spiritual level. You know, right now, most everything that we study, brother, and you can bear me witness on this, most of the teachings, profound teachings that we read of, the teaching of Buddhism, you know, and all this stuff, we always over here, we look to the east for that type of knowledge. Mm-hmm. We look for, you know, martial arts, all these things we look to the east for. All the spiritual mm-hmm. science comes from out that area. But now, mm-hmm. now we all that is going to be coming from us, and not just know any people in the Western Hemisphere. This particular people that you don't want to think nothing of, the ones that you still trying to attack on a daily basis, we are that people that is to bring all of that to the world. It's going to be coming through us. And Master Farad Muhammad, just as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the originator being that little black dot, that Adam, that started spinning in the darkness. Well, what do you think he came and did for us? And like Brother Wiley said, man, he came with two realities here. When you look at him, he does look like a Caucasian. But inside him is the world of the black man. Man, bro, I tell you, man, I'm definitely smiling at us as a people.
Yeah, it's a.
But just as, like you said, talking about the brain and also the cells and how the cells renew itself. Remember, those of you who do study biology, you all know that the brain can reproduce your whole makeup as one end get discarded. The brain already got the blueprint to refashion and rebuild you up from in the fashion in which you came. But like brother said, man, you know, what about this bond thing? You know, what are you bonded to? You can change yourself overnight, brothers and sisters, just with a powerful word going through your mind. And the brain will come up with the science and the chemistry to be released in order to help you along your way to reproduce whatever it is that you're trying to reproduce or change. Mating. We must understand mating, and why is it so important for the ruling class now of the nations of the earth? If they wanted you to understand this, then explain to me why are they paying billions of dollars to keep the masses of the people dumb to this critical aspects of human life? Why keep you dumb? It is because if you all was equal intellectually, then there would be no need for world domination. This is crazy, bro.
Well, I was there one day. You will never produce other than what you are.
What you are.
If you're a Negro,
exactly. Exactly.
Then you're going to produce more Negroes.
Right.
If you, that other word that we don't like to use,
mm-hmm.
you're going to produce that too.
Right, right.
But if you are yourself, if you are yourself again, back into your mind, then what you produce, rare, will be what you can glory in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to remember, you not only produce it, as the messenger said, our mothers, our first teachers.
Right.
So if they are not themselves, then they will teach you other than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be your programming.
Right.
And you will act it out. Rest assured, you will act it out. So, change your mind. Work on it. Work on it.
Right.
That's what the messenger was here to do. Clean us up in our way of thinking. Clean it up. But you have to do what? Consume a different food than what we have been consuming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he wrote the book, How to Eat to Live. That has
right.
to do with cleaning us up and making
right.
us fit again. So these things are very important.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to produce something different than what we have produced, we say, why are we still here today without anything? We have nothing. Why are we still in this shape? You are producing
mm-hmm.
generations and generations of more slaves to be used, misused, and abused by others. Is what we are producing. We are producing fear-based men and women, and as a result of it, absolutely destroying us.
That's right. That's right. And I want to say something that I... Go ahead, brother. Then I say this after
you
that.
You
want to
produce a black man? You want to produce a black woman? Be a black man and be a black woman. And that's what you'll produce.
That's right. It's just as simple as that. But you know, we make everything doggone complex when it don't even have to be. But brother, I wanted to clarify to the audience, from early I said I was gonna find if that speech of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Savior's Day 1969, was in Our Savior Has Arrived. And yes, brothers and sisters, it's there. You'll find it there in the Our Savior Has Arrived. All right, and also before we close out today, also I want to also end it with this. You know, it must be said to you, and brother been stressing that throughout the program. You know, if you are a serious student of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad here in the West, and those of us who are also students of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and any students of the high sciences, you know, it is time that spiritual mating with the universe, it must become a serious science to the serious practitioners. I mean, we are growing up now here in the West. New sciences is getting ready to come from out of this region, from out of this area. It's coming to advance us. Oh, not from the East anymore. It's going to be coming from here in the West. You, the black people, will be the recipients and teacher of it all. No longer will the West look to the East for the spiritual knowledge. That's almost damn near on flat, going to be flatlined over there pretty soon, all the craziness that's going on over there. These will be looking to the West for spiritual knowledge. You are blessed people. Think, act, and walk like it. Stop walking like a Negro with your hand in your head. Like Mr. Farrakhan say, scratching where you don't itch. Bending and bowing, shaping and struggling. Look, what are you doing this for? Learn of who you are. You are powerful. Oh, man, that's all we have time for, brother.
All right.
I like to thank my brother Wally Muhammad for being on here with us. I think his phone probably went out again. But you all come back next week. And I promise we're going to have a very interesting, dynamic show. Thank you all for tuning in today. And I'd just like to bid you all in the nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.